the M17 is the primary road that we want to get done, and I outlined how there was a stall late 2023 when Minister Eamon Ryan stated that there would be no funding, but my interventions ensured that the funding through Leo Varadkar was secured, and it kept the momentum on that road. And that road now is in the Provincial Government. This is the Sligo to Galway to Mayo road through Tubbercurry, Charlestown, and that is getting actually preferential treatment, or whatever preferential treatment it can get. The N15, the Sligo to Donegal, up through Grange and Crystal Cliffney and Drumcliff, is a very important infrastructure as well. And I also mentioned the N16, which a lot of great work has been done to the Leitrim border, effectively, from Sligo. But there is outstanding issues, such as the surface dressing that we need to be done along Glencar Lake, because I've had a few complaints that it needs to be done, and certainly there's a few issues like that. There's so many different issues, as I said, in the west and northwest, and I'm happy to avail of any opportunity to raise them with the minister, either in private or in public.
And do you think that the transport minister appreciates the seriousness of the situation here in the northwest? Such a vast number, as you just outlined, of road projects right across the region that need urgent attention, and we all know that there's such a lack of public transport at this side of the country compared with perhaps maybe the east of the country.
Absolutely. Well, the N17 has got the preferential treatment, and is happening in the Provincial Government. And as I said, my interventions, it secured the funding to keep it alive. Also, as I said, the road to Donegal is very, very important. But there's a lot of good work. The Carrick and Shannon bypass is moving at pace, and there's the N5. But we need more connectivity to Sligo, to Leitrim, to Donegal, and to the west and northwest. And as a government TD, I have always done that and will continue to do that.